For today's In Touch, I talked to Andrea Ferrier with the Louisa County Extension Office about an informational Emerald Ash Borer meeting they're holding tomorrow.
When did you start getting this planned? Was it right about the time when counties in this area started having trees infected by the bug?
We planned this the end of November. This was an issue that I did not think was really being touched in a lot of the counties that had started to just become quarantine at the end of November as well. So I wanted to get this information out to the clients and to the local community members who are very concerned about their ash trees.
In there in Louisa County, do you have a lot of ash trees?
We do have a lot of ash trees here in Louisa County.
Is it kind of dispersed, or do you have any conservation areas that have a big population of them?
We do have areas that have large populations, and we have specific community members who have one or two or even all of their trees in their yard that are just strictly ash trees due to their natural beauty and their management ease. And so there's going to be a lot of issues that come down due to this pest for the tree and for our community members.
And those community members that have ash trees, are they calling you kind of worried, how do I tell if there's an ash bug there?
That's exactly right. I've had several community members come up to me at several different meetings or call in, just simply concerned about the ash tree that's in their yard, what they're going to do, say it's their favorite tree, and what are the options. They're just curious as what impact is this going to have on them.
The informational meeting is coming up on Tuesday. What are people going to learn if they attend this meeting?
People are going to be able to learn how to identify an ash tree. They're going to be able to gain information on the symptoms and the treatments for the emerald ash borer infestations. And we're going to teach them how to diversify their trees. So we're going to help them learn how to manage and limit the impact that this pest can have on them or a similar pest in the future.
Is this free, open to everybody?
This is free, and it is open to all of the community members in the area. We would like to have as many people as possible come. It would be a very good evening full of a lot of information. We're going to have Lisa Lauk, the district forester here in Southeast Iowa, come, and she's going to be presenting. We'll have Mike Kintner, who is the Emerald Ash Borer and Gypsy Moth Outreach and Regulatory Coordinator here in the eastern side of Iowa, and then Tivone Feely, who is the Iowa DNR Forestry Forest Health Program Leader. They are all going to be here. They're going to be going through all the topics that we discussed, and they are going to have a lot of information for those community members, and they'll be able to answer quite a few questions.
So there will be an opportunity for the question and answer then?
Absolutely.
A lot of interest in this, have you heard, since you have, you know, met those community members that are concerned about their trees? Are they happy that you're going to offer something like this?
They are. There is a lot of interest in this, and they're excited about the meeting, but they're not excited about the pest. If you're familiar with Dutch elm, you know, that disease back quite a few years ago went ahead and wiped out a large majority of the elm trees. Well, this pest is going to simulate the same repercussions for ash trees.
Do you have to pre-register for this?
Pre-registration is ideal or suggested, but we are absolutely welcoming walk-ins.
And the number to call?
You can contact the Louisa County Extension Office at 319-523-2371.
Well, Andrea, I appreciate all your time here.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That was my conversation with Andrea Ferrier with the Louisa County Extension Office. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.